السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that when نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken for معراج, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by some أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام accompanied by a large group. Some Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they had big groups with them. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by some other Anbiya alayhim as-salam who had smaller groups with them. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam who were alone. They had nobody with them, alone. Furthermore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a huge assembly of people. Very, very big group. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked who these people were. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that this was Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then told to raise his Mubarak head. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I raised my head and I saw a huge crowd. I saw a huge crowd that covered the entire horizon. I was informed that this was my ummah. This was my ummah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also informed that 70,000 from his ummah will enter into Jannah without any reckoning. A special group of ummatis who will enter without any reckoning. And what was their khasiyat? Their khasiyat was that they were people who did not make ta'weez. They didn't make ta'weezes. And they did not take evil omens. And they placed their reliance totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You saw off the lights that said. So there are a few lessons for us to take from here. One is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by all these Anbiya alayhim as-salam. You see that some Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they had huge groups. This was their people, their ummat. Some Anbiya alayhim as-salam had smaller groups. Some Anbiya alayhim as-salam were alone. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he used to ask this question. He used to say that that Nabi who got a small group, or that Nabi who was alone, can we say that he failed in his mission? Never failed in his mission. Because the object of that Nabi, his purpose was to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did that. He did that his whole life. The people didn't respond. That was their kusur. That was their kusur. That was their fault. They lost out. Now the sabak we take from here is, you see, whenever we having a program, whenever we having a function, whenever we want to do something, then the first thing that comes to our minds is numbers. First thing that comes to our minds is numbers. People must come. People must come. So people must come. Now to get the people, then you have to start bending the rules a little bit. You have to start now compromising and start bending the rules and start making things very, very attractive, because you want to attract the people. And this is where we go wrong. Our object must never be to attract the people. Our object must be to make Allah happy. We want to attract the happiness and the mercy of Allah. After that, whether one person comes, whether 1 million people comes, it makes no difference. Whether one person comes, whether 1 million people comes, makes no difference at all. and must always remember that when we want to do some work of deen, do what we can manage. Do what we can manage without having to stretch our hand. Do what we can manage to do. Now, for example, we can get a very big crowd here. We can get a very, very big crowd here. All we need to do is make an announcement tomorrow that we'll be having after the Taraweeh, we'll be having Kalya and Naan, and then we'll have first session, thereafter we'll have soccer, we'll have a second session, and then by then we'll be hungry again, so we'll have a braai. So we'll get a huge crowd here. We'll get a very huge crowd. But to do that, now we'll have to make a collection. We'll have to make a big collection. It's not cheap to have kalya and braai. So you'll have to make a collection. Now when you make the collection, then who you collected from, now you have to make them happy too. So if they say, no, don't only have soccer, have volleyball also. So you have to take that into consideration. So when it comes to our dini work, we must try and keep it pure. Keep it pure. Allah will send the assistance. As the need is there, Allah will send the help. Allah will send the assistance. Now when it came to i'tikaf, so there are people that are going to come from out of town and things. So I was thinking now that how am I going to do this? How are we going to manage this? Because now people that are coming from out of town, we can't expect their families to bring their baskets from Durban every day or from wherever they're coming from. So now how are we going to do this? But at the same time, now I don't want to have one big collection. So I've got few rais. Somebody told me that no, we'll just make a kitty and we'll sort things out. So that's very good. Somebody told me that don't even worry about it, because the local people that are sitting, they get so much of food. It's enough for even those who are from out of town. So that was a very, very good raya. I said, that is very good. One thing that came to my mind was to tell one musalli, adopt one mu'takif. So you adopt a mu'takif. So it's not very difficult on you. You just have to worry about one person, sort that one person's meal out, and story is finished. So these things were playing in my mind, and I'm thinking now, Ya Allah, what's the best way to go? And a friend of mine that I haven't spoken to for a very, very long time, he phoned me, actually a student of mine also, he phoned me and he said, Maulana, you know what? I heard about i'tikaf and all that, and I want you to allow me, I want to sort the whole i'tikaf suppers out. So I told him, Bhai, you know how many people sitting for you? He said, no, whatever the number is, Allah Pak has blessed us, you just tell me what the number is, and I will sort all the supper out for all the mu'takifin. So what I am saying is that if we just make dua to Allah, Allah will make the asbab. And Allah will make the asbab with izzat. Allah Pak will make the asbab with izzat. The mu'takifin are Allah's guests. They're Allah's guests. We not hosting them. They are Allah's guests. So even before they were born, Allah Pak already knew what they're going to eat this year in Itikaf. Before they came in the dunya, Allah Pak finished decreed what they're going to have. So we just have to turn to Allah, and Allah will make the asbab. He will make the asbab. Now we can go and put posters on around the province and invite the world and tell them all, come away, here we got this facility and that facility and that facility. And then you put pressure on yourself now after that. So rather just leave it to Allah. Carry on doing your work. Leave it to Allah. When there were five people to sit, then Allah Pak made cubicles for five people. When there were 10 people to sit, then Allah Pak made cables. So we could fit 10 people, 12 people, whatever the thing was. Now Alhamdulillah, this year when the number has increased a little bit, so Allah Pak extended the masjid a little bit. And the ajeeb thing is, the person who made the cubicles for 5, Allah Pak used him to make the cubicles for 15, and Allah Pak used him to make the extension. Used his hand there. A lot of other people also, Allah Pak give them jazai khair, all those who contributed and whatever. But with so much of asaniyat, so much of ease, we didn't have to go and put people on the road now and go the book and collect and do this and do that. We didn't have to do all that. Allah Pak sent it. Allah Pak sent more than what was required. So if we look at our pious predecessors, this is how they worked. This is how they worked. Hazrat Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, he started the Darul Uloom in Jalalabad with one room. One room started the Darul Uloom. Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayh, he started the Darul Uloom with no room. Under the tree. He started teaching under the tree. Now that is in that zamana. That is in that zamana. We'll say no, that is a different zamana. One of my satis, Mufti Mas'ud Nanabai, he too started his madrasa under a tree in a location. He went in a location and he started teaching under the tree. And today Allah Pak has blessed him with a big, they have managed to buy some property and got some building and very nice setup they have got. Allah Pak accept his khidmat. So Hazrat Jiman Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he started in the one room. Then the room got full. Then somebody came, they made another room. So they had two rooms. Today if you have to go there and you see the Darul Uloom, it's so huge. Big Darul Uloom. But they started off like that. They first filled the room. When it was busting at its seams, they used the same room to sleep, they used the same room to eat, they used the same room to teach. When it was busting at its seams, then Allah Pak made another room come there. When the zarurat was there, Allah Pak made the asbab. Today, we put the building first. We put the building up first. Now we look for the students. How are we going to fill this place up? We work the other way around. So we must always, don't worry about numbers. Never worry about numbers. If we don't worry about numbers, a lot of work can get done. A lot of work can get done. You sit and make ta'lim in your house, what numbers you going to have? We only got one wife. Illa mashallah. And then 2-3 children. So the ta'lim will be attended by 3-4 people. So what, Allah Pak is not going to listen to that ta'lim. The 3-4 people, Allah Pak won't listen to that tani. Allah Pak says, no, I'll only listen if there's 1,000 people in the tani. No. Whether it's the 3-4 people, they're sitting with ikhlas, Allah Pak is going to give them reward. And somebody else is addressing a huge majma, Bangladesh ijtima, or the Imam of Haram is, Imam of Hajj is addressing the Hajjis in Arafat. Allah Pak is listening to both. Allah Pak is listening to both. So numbers must never ever be our concern. That's in Allah Pak's hand. How many numbers Allah Pak wants to make, that Allah Pak will do. So the second thing is, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown his ummah. His ummah filled the horizon. And this brought a lot of joy to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised in the Hadith Sharif, تَزَوَّجُلْ وَدُودَ الْوَلُودِ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ or كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry women who are loving. Marry women who are loving and who will have many children. Why? Because this will be a source of happiness for me when I will compare your numbers on the day of Qiyamah. And I will see your numbers on the day of Qiyamah. So how the numbers are going to come? If the ummatis, they have children, many children, so there will be more people in the ummat. So today's time, our children, when they get married, they get married and they're on contraceptives. They get married, they first get married to contraceptives. They say, no, we're young now, we still need Gucci handbag, not baby bag, not nappy bag. We still want to walk with a Gucci handbag, we don't want to walk with a nappy bag. We still have to have some fun, and we still have to check whether this marriage is going to work. Children cement the marriage. Children, they cement the marriage. Some people, it is their taqdeer that they have no children. Some people, it is their taqdeer, they have one child, they have two children. But they are not doing anything to stop having children. It's a big difference. And one is a young couple, they just married and they don't want to have children. They opt not to have children. And some people, they say, no, we'll only have two children. It's very hard to bring up children in this climate. Economic climate is not right. How are you going to afford bringing up the children? So they want to play Allah's role. They want to play Allah's role. Yes, if a lady has had children, now she can't manage to have any more children, her health has deteriorated or whatever, and for those reasons she has to take some contraception or something, then there is some jawaz for that. There is some permissibility for that. But for young couples getting married, they just got married and they first thing they're on contraceptions, before they can even have the first child, they're already taking contraceptives. So this is incorrect. This is not allowed in any Shariat. This is not allowed in... No Muftis have allowed this. That you can just stop yourself from having children. And this causes a lot of health problems also. Later on in their life, they suffer many, many problems because of this. So that's another lesson that we take from there. And the third thing that was mentioned here is that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these would be the people who did not make ta'weez and they did not take evil omens, etc. And their reliance was solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we must understand that definitely there is permissibility to use ta'weez. There is permissibility to use ta'weez. But if a person can read, if a person can read the Wazaif, then he rather read it. Read the Quls, read Bismillah Ladhi La Yadurru, read Falamma Alko, Qala Musa. All those things are for protection from sihr, from jadu, from everything. Ayatul Kursi. So read and blow. Read and blow. Then what is the need for Taweez on top of it? Now some people, everything is a Taweez. Everything is a Taweez. One is a Taweez that has got Mushrikana kanam in it. A Taweez that has got words of shirk in it. So that is totally haram. It's not allowed. That we're not even talking about. And I'm telling you, I'm in a masjid, in the house of Allah. There are so many of our people that are going to temples and going here and there to get all things. People are doing things like this. They're compromising their iman for this taweezes and all these things. So this, you know, sometimes it's ajeeb, ajeeb, ajeeb. A person sees something, he found one paper and one cotton, something out of his house, outside his house. He gets so worried. So worried he becomes. But a big TV is inside his house, that doesn't worry him. That doesn't worry him. A big shaitan is inside his house, doesn't worry him at all. One day he comes out of his house, he sees some paper with some writing on it. Finished, he is pareshan, he can't swallow his tea, nothing, he's looking for the moli sahab. What? So many people, they bring these things to me, oh, found this thing. Found this thing in the shop, found this thing here, found this. I say, don't worry, give it to me. I'll sort it out for you. Bring it here. I'm not saying people don't make sihr and people don't make jadu and all this. People do all these things. People do all these things. But Allah Pak has given us the prescriptions. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the prescriptions. Now, if the Taweez got Mushrikana Kanam, it's totally haram. If a Taweez has got Allah's Kanam, has got Allah's Kanam, then there's no problem in using it. It's permissible to use it. But the person's yaqeen and tawakkul must remain on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Taweez is same like dawa. A person takes a panado. If his yaqeen is that the panado is going to take my headache away, then he got a problem. If he says that this panado is a means, Allah Pak can use it to take my headache away, then he got no problem. So Taweez is the same thing. Taweez is same. That with Allah's hukam, Allah's kanam, through the barakat of this kanam, Allah Pak can cure me, Allah Pak can protect me, then there's no problem with that. But some people actually, they become like slaves of Taweez. Everything is a Taweez. And some people, they think the Taweezes, the Taweezes need a service also. Now a motor car needs service. They say, Ma, you gave me last time, no? It's about 1-2 years gone now. I think, you know, we need another one now. We need a new one. They say, 1-2 years gone now. We need another one. Whenever we give them another one. Now Allah Pak made it easy to see. See, when there's a zarurat, Allah Pak made the asbab. Told you. Now you get a lot of people coming for Taweez. So one Amil came from Bangladesh. Very good Amil. Proper Amil, not this bogus kind of Amils. So he came from Bangladesh. So he told me, he said, see, I got one Taweez. It's a general Taweez. For everything. Whatever the person's problem is. So he gave me one page. He said, you make photocopy and carry on. Anybody come cut one Taweez, put it and give it. The problem, Allah Pak will make their problem get sorted out. All these Taweez walas, now everything photocopy. Most of them is all photocopy now. It's technology. So we must recite, we must rather read our kuls, read our ayatul kursi, read these things, blow on ourselves, blow on our children. That has more effect. Keep running behind taweez, everything is a taweez, everything is a taweez, your life becomes miserable. Life becomes miserable. Keep running behind amils, running here, there. Some people have genuine problems. Some people have genuine problems. You know, one young girl, and you try to fathom and you try to understand the mind of the person who's making jadu. The person who makes jadu, tell them, what possesses you to do something like this? To mess up a young person's life? What joy do you get out of it? But people do these things. Allah Pak protect us. Allah Pak protect our children. There are so many ulama's children that are suffering. So many ulama's children that suffer with this jadu. People out of jealousy. Sometimes people silly things. They come to resolve a dispute by the Maulana. And the Maulana will make a faisla. And then they are upset with the faisla of the Maulana. So they go and make jadu. Weird things happen in the dunya. But khair, this young girl, she is suffering from jadu. Allah Pak give her shifa kamila. So I told her, I said, see Ben, think of something. In your state, whenever you feel down, you feel depressed, because she can't get on with her life. So I told her, think of something. I said, see, we got Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnats. And it is our duty to make amal upon the sunnats. Now, for example, you take the sunnat of waking up in the morning, you rub your eyes, read Alhamdulillah 3 times, read the first Kareema, read your morning duas. Then now you're going to toilet, how are you going to enter the toilet, how are you going to come out, making wuzu, what duas to read, how are you making wuzu. All these sunnats. So these are sunnats that a person can make amal upon. If in our weakness we're not making amal, then it is our weakness. But there's nothing stopping us from making amal on these sunnats. But there are certain sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that not everybody can make amal upon. Can everybody die at 63? But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away at 63. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu passed away at 63. Their muhabbat was of that level that even that Allah Pak allowed for them to imitate Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, but not everybody can do it. When Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was 63, when he was 63, he said, up to bas ho gaya. Now I'm 63 now. But it wasn't written for him to go at 63, even 2 years after that. So that sunnat, now how are you going to make amal? You can't make amal upon. That if Allah Pak makes it that you went at 63, then you went at 63. Otherwise, you never go. So I told her, I said, see, jadu was done on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jadu was done on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now nobody can go and make that happen to them. That jadu was done on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam suffered jadu, so now I must suffer jadu. No, we can't do that. It's not allowed. But if it happened to you, so take solace in that the same thing happened to your Nabi. Allah Pak, may the same thing happen to you, what happened to your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To take solace. A person ends up in prison. Person goes into prison and he's innocent. Now he's upset and he's depressed and he's frustrated and everything. But you tell him that how many Anbiya alayhimus salam went into prison and they were innocent. Allah Pak is making you make amal on Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam sunnat. Finish, make the best of it and carry on. You will adopt the means for your release. But now you won't get so frustrated and so upset and so lose hope and want to become suicidal and all these type of things. So these ta'weezes, etc., there must be a limit to it. Not a person. Everything is looking for a ta'weez. Everything is looking for a ta'weez. Sometimes things happen. The car tire does get a puncture. You know, the cat does die. The house window does break. These things happen. It happens to everybody. Now a person say, oh, flat tire plus the cat died. Plus something must be. Something must be happening. Now I need a ta'weez now. And these bogus amils, they capitalize on this. They capitalize on this. They wait for a garak like this. It's a real garak. They wait for somebody like that. So that shouldn't be our halat. We must check up what nuskhas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left for us. We must read that. And you get, you know, a very good to read is manzil. Manzil, if you read every day with proper yaqeen, it's one of the best. It's all Quranic ayat. All Quranic ayat. And it doesn't take long. Doesn't take long. You read the manzil and you see, you are the best amil for your children. Because who loves your children more than you? So you have one jug there in the kitchen. Or today all the houses got one water well or one matla or something. One water purifier, everybody got. So you read your manzil. After you read your manzil, you go and blow in that water. So you made fuk now for your children. The whole day they'll drink from there. They're drinking parelu pani. You don't have to go anywhere. You got your parelu pani. So you go and read manzil and make fuk inside there. Allah Pak can use it as a means of protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.